各位弟兄姐妹，大家好，早安。我们现在开始先跟牧师讲，早上好。
早上好。
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm getting used to sitting down to preach.
我已经很习惯在这里传教。
I've also done two weddings sitting down.
我也最近那个有两个婚礼。他是坐着那个传道的。
I have another one coming up in July.
七月份还有另外一场婚礼。
I want to say thank you for praying for me. I realize that that's been a constant, and I'm grateful.
我要感谢大家为我祷告，你们都很常常帮我祷告。
I'll say more about what has been happening in my own personal life a little later on in the message.
等一下我会再告诉大家我最近的生活健康情况。
I will say this, so I'm beginning to feel like I'm a plastic man.
我越来越像那个塑胶做的人。
They fixed my heart with plastic.
他们用塑胶医治我的心脏。
They fix my knees with plastic.
他们会用塑胶修复我的膝盖。
They fix my eyes with plastic.
他们用塑胶那个医治我的眼睛。
And we got one more to go.
还有一个。
And they're going to fix my spine with plastic.
他的脊椎。
I'm sure that over the years you have heard messages on prayer.
我相信在以前你们都有祷告。
I'm sure Pastor Fran and other pastors who have ministered to you have brought the scriptures to you about what the Bible says about prayer.
其他的讲员他们也都常常利用那个圣经的章节来传道。
Yet I realize that oftentimes we do not learn or understand all that God has for us in the area of prayer.
那个在我们的祷告中，有时候我们不能了解说那个神要我们在这些祷告上做什么。
I'll ask you a question this morning. When you pray, do you feel you're lacking in conversation with God?
我今天早上有一个问题想要问大家，就是你们在祷告的时候，你们是不是觉得说好像上帝没有在听？
Do you feel at times that your words seem empty and there's no power in them?
你觉得祷告是空虚的，而且没有力量的？
Why don't we pray without ceasing?
我们应该祷告没有那个。
I have a few honest, valuable, and insights that I want to share with you this morning.
我今天早上要跟大家分享祷告的重要。
First of all,
首先
we don't pray because we don't understand the importance of prayer.
我们不能祷告，如果我们不知道祷告的重要性。
Brothers and sisters, I think I speak for all of us today.
兄弟姐妹啊，我今天就是要告诉大家，祷告的重要性。
We all tend to want to navigate our own life.
我们大家都想要掌管自己的人生。
We all feel that we are able to fix what goes on in our lives.
我们都觉得说我们可以自己处理我们的事情。
I have a very close friend whose name is Scott.
我有一个好朋友，他的名字叫 Scott.
Scott said to me the other day, I'm going to change my name.
Scott 告诉我有一天，他说他要改名字。
I said, Scott, what are you changing your name to?
他问 Scott 说你要改成什么名字呢？
He said to Mr. Fix-It.
改成那个修理东西的先生。
maybe some of you that are listening to me this morning, you feel the same way.
或许你们在座的大家今天早上都也想要改名字。
As you navigate life, you figure that I can just fix it.
你觉得说你们在掌握你们自己的人生，你们可以修复任何事情。
We ignore God.
我们
ignore 忽视。
哈？我们忽视上帝。
Doing great. It seems that when we run into a dead end, that's the times that we begin to look to God.
我们就是都是在有问题的时候才会想到上帝。
When there's extreme circumstances in our life, we look to God.
当重要的灾难来的时候，我们才会想到上帝。
When there's a dead end, we look to God.
当你走投无路的时候，你会想到上帝。
In times when we're scared and worried about something, we tend to look to God.
当我们很彷徨无助，很困难的时候，我们才会想到上帝。
God did not design prayer to be an emergency out.
那个上帝他没有创造那个紧急的出口。
God wants us to have a constant conversation with Him.
上帝想要我们要常常跟他说话，而不是碰到困难的时候再说。
The verse for your study on Tuesday is very interesting.
你们礼拜二的祷告的金句对我来讲非常的重要。
Do not be anxious about anything.
不要
Do not be anxious about anything.
对所有的事情不要太在意。
But in everything.
但是在所有的事情
with prayer and supplication
用祷告和理解
with thanksgiving
和感激
let your request be known to God
你应该把你的问题交给上帝
on the 4th of March I had the double cataract surgery
3月4号我有两只眼睛的那个白内障手术。
I must admit that I was somewhat anxious.
我必须承认我有一点紧张。
The surgeon said that it isn't usual that they do both eyes at the same time.
医生说通常是两只眼一起开。
He said the reason they do one at a time in case there's an infection, the other eye is still good.
他说如果万一感染的话你一只眼睛看不到另外一只眼睛还看得到
But I told him that I would pray about it and I would make sure that if God wanted me to stop and only do one eye I would listen
他说他跟医生讲说那个我会祷告我会那个请求上帝如果他要我用一只眼睛看的话我也可以
I prayed and I said God you're in control of everything
我
Go ahead
我祷告说上帝你掌管一切
You're in control of the surgery You're in control of my eyes And you will do what is best
你掌握我的眼睛你掌握我的 一切 我愿意听你的
I arrived at about 7 o'clock in the morning at the surgery place.
我早上七点抵达了那个开刀的地方。
It didn't take long for them to get everything in order, to put on a hat over my hair and a gown and all those things.
他们的准备工作没有很长，他们那个给他一顶帽子，给他那个衣服穿。
The nurse asked me if I was anxious.
护士问她说：“你紧张吗？”
And I asked her if she was a millionaire.
我问护士说，你是百万富翁吗？
I was a bit anxious.
我其实有一点紧张。
But I silently prayed, God, you're in control.
但是我就是一直祷告说，上帝啊，你是万能的，你掌管一切。
Let me tell you what happened.
让我告诉你发生了什么事。
The doctor came in and he said, everything is going to be ready. It will take about 15 minutes to do each eye.
医生过来说，那个开刀的时间，一只眼睛是15分钟。
And then he asked the famous question.
然后他问我一个问题。
Do you have any questions?
你有没有问题？
I said to him, I've never been through this before.
我告诉他，我从来没有开过白内障的手术。
So he said, since you're a little bit anxious, we're going to give you a little medicine that will settle that down a little bit.
医生说，既然你有一点紧张，那个我们会给你一点药，让你不要那么紧张。
But brothers and sisters, here's where God stepped in.
弟兄姐妹啊，这时候就是上帝出来了。
Another doctor came in and he was standing next to me.
另外一个医生进来站在我旁边。
He said, there's six things that I want you to know.
那个医生说有六件事情我要你们大家知道。
And he went through the six things.
然后他告诉我这六个事情。
Meanwhile, there is one of the orderlies that's going to move the bed into the surgery room.
在这同时，有另外一个老人，他也要进手术室。
There's two nurses that are there that are going to be in the emergency room.
有两个护士会在那个ER 里面。
And then there was a nurse that said, I'll be in the room when you get out of surgery and I'll be taking care of you.
然后一个护士说，你进去出来之后我会照顾你。
And here's where God stepped in.
这时候上帝出来了。
The doctor that mentioned six things to me said, can I pray for you?
那个医生的六件事情第一个就是说，我能够帮你祷告吗
？Right there in the midst of preparation, God stepped in with a brother in Christ praying for me personally.
就在这个时候，他就像上帝一样在帮我祷告。
God answered that prayer.
上帝答复了这个手术这个祈祷告。
He calmed my heart.
他温暖我的心。
And he prepared me for what was to take place.
他让我为这个，上帝让我为这个手术准备周全。
Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you this morning, we can bring everything to God.
各位弟兄姐妹，我们今天早上我要告诉你的就是说，我们可以相信上帝。
No matter how big or how small, God is interested in your personal needs, and God answers prayer.
不管事情大或小，我们都上帝都非常对我们的世界很有兴趣。
So the first valuable insight.
所以第一个最重要的事情
is we don't pray because we don't understand the importance of prayer.
如果我们不祷告的话，我们就不知道这个祷告的神奇力量。
The next insight.
第二个重点
is that we don't pray because we don't understand the magnitude of the spiritual battle.
如果我们不祷告的话，我们就不知道说祷告的神奇。
In Ephesians the sixth chapter,
Ephesians.
It's not in bulletin.
Ephesians 的中文怎么讲
？The Apostle Paul tells us that we need to put on the whole armor.
使徒保罗说我们要常常祷告。
As members of God's body, we need to put on the armor at the beginning of the day so that we can go through the spiritual battles that we're going to face.
除了祷告，就我们如果说碰到事情就祷告的话，我们就会知道说，就知道说祷告的重要性，神也会应许我们。 刚刚那个Ephesians的中文就是以弗所书。
All of us will face temptations and trials during our life.
所有这些我们生命中的挑战。
And so we're reminded from this passage of scripture.
我们今天读的章节。
That we're to pray at all times in the spirit.
我们应该好好的记起来。
And with all prayer and supplication.
所有的祷告是非常足够的。
And when we do that.
如果你这样做。
We need to keep alert.
我们必须要对圣经的章节非常的注意。
We need to keep alert with all perseverance.
我们必须要注意那个。
And making supplication for all the saints.
而且对生命的祷告有，supplicate one, to keep us alert. 就是我们要常常注意那个祷告的重要性。
Prayer helps us to stand firm.
祷告会让我们站立得很稳固。
So during the spiritual battles, the temptations, the troubles we face, the questions that we have, we can stand alert when we have the full armor of God on.
不管我们有多大多小，各式各样的困难跟问题，神都会把我们抱在他的手上。
I encourage you to read Ephesians, the sixth chapter.
我鼓励大家都要念以弗所书，chapter six，第六章，以弗所书第六章。
The other thing that I learned about prayer.
另外一件我学到的，从那个祷告中我学到的事情。
Is we don't pray because we don't prioritize time for it.
因为我们如果不祷告的话，我们就不会把时间留给这么重要的事情。
You remember when Jesus was teaching his disciples? In Mark, the first chapter, we have an insight how Jesus handled prayer.
大家知道马可福音第马可福音第一章那个保罗教我们说祷告的重要性。Listen
to what Jesus did.
听听看，上帝在跟我们讲什么。And
rising very early in the morning.
早上早一点起来。While
it was still dark.
当那个天气还很暗的时候。
He departed and went out to a desolate place.
Who is Lord?
Jesus. And there he prayed. Can I mention something to you at this point? Jesus didn't teach his disciples to preach.
上帝并没有教他的使徒祷告，不是传道。Jesus
taught his disciples to pray.
上帝教他的使徒祷告。And
he said, "Get alone."
他说，好好的，好好的互相的，好好的相处。
Where you can give undivided attention.
在在。 我们弟兄姐妹中间大家好好的祷告，我们就会了解到祷告的重要性。
So we have an example of Jesus.
所以我们有一个很重要的example.
例子。换例例子。
例子。上帝的上帝所做的上帝所做的图像。
Okay, I want to give you a few strategies now.
好，我现在要给大家一些提醒。
Rather than praying repetitively,
除了时常在祷告之外。
We ought to pray scripture.
我们必须在那个祷告里面放进圣经的经文。
Let me give you an example.
我给你们一个那个例子。
There are many prayers in the Bible.
在那个圣经里面有很多很多的祷告。
But one passage that you're very familiar with is the 23rd Psalm.
最重要的一个例子就是在诗篇的二十六 ，chapter
23，
诗篇的23章。
It begins by the Lord is my shepherd.
他一开始是这样讲的，他说上帝是我的牧羊人。
So when you're praying that prayer, you could start by simply saying, "Thank you, Lord, for being my shepherd."
当你祷告的时候，你可以用说上帝啊，你是我的牧羊者来开头。
As my shepherd today, Lord, guide my step.
上帝，你是我的牧羊者，你来引导我。
Thank you for leading me into the paths of righteousness.
谢谢你引导我们走正确的路。
Another large Lord, thank you for keeping me from sinning.
最重要的就是谢谢你引导我们不犯罪。
Lord, I know that you provide everything that I need.
上帝，我知道你提供我们所有我们生活上的所需要的必需品。
And Lord, you know my wants are great.
你也知道我们所有我们想要的东西。
But Lord, help me to choose what you want.
上帝啊，请你要帮助我知道你想要我们做的事。
That's an example of praying scripture.
这个就是祷告的例子。
Another strategy is remember that the Holy Spirit is always interceding for you.
另外一个重点就是，就是他要你们，
The Holy Spirit is always interceding for us.
圣灵永远在我们的心中。
In Romans, it tells us that the Spirit helps us in our weakness.
罗马书里面说那个圣灵都会让我们的罪减轻。
The Holy Spirit puts words together that are impossible for us to understand or even make.
圣灵会把这些事情让我们没法了解的事情帮助我们。
And the Holy Spirit searches our heart.
圣灵帮助我们寻找心灵的平安。
And he expresses our desires.
而且展示了我们祷告的重要。
Two more strategies.
还有两个技巧。
Ask the Lord to change the desires of your heart.
请上帝改变我们的需求。
So that prayer is not a duty, but it is a joy and a delight.
所以那个祷告并不是一个责任，而是一个愉快的事情。
Another strategy is set aside a certain time for prayer.
最后一个技巧就是每天都要留一点时间来祷告。
Time early in the morning, or at the end of the day, or the middle of the day.
不管是早上、下午或晚上。
And one more strategy.
还有另外一个技巧。
Find a prayer partner.
找一个可以跟你一起祷告的人。
This morning before I came in, I was checking on my phone to see if I had any messages.
今天早上当我来的时候，我查看我的手机，看有没有讯息。
And already early this morning, there were three people that sent me a message saying, "Pray for me."
那个一早开始就有三个人那个传短信给我说。请帮我祷告。
They didn't tell me what to pray.
他们没有告诉我要帮他祷告什么。
They simply said pray for me.
他们只是说帮我祷告。
What a privilege is to send the message back. I'm praying right now.
那个我回答他们说我正在帮你们祷告。
Prayer partners encourage us.
Pray partner.
祷告的
祷告的同伴是非常重要的。
And they walked with us.
而且他们和我们一起步走路。
I need to say to you, I have felt that for many years that I've come here to be with you to share messages.
我必须说，我这几年在你们教会跟你们大家一起走路，一起祷告。
There's never been a Sunday that you haven't said, "I've been praying for you."
我们这几年来，我们大家都从来没有跟他讲过帮我祷告。
This week I got a message from Ron and Linda.
今天早上我收到庄弟兄跟 Linda 的简讯。
We're praying for you on Tuesday night at the Bible study.
他们告诉 Pastor Stevens, 我们礼拜二都帮你祷告。
Brothers and sisters, that makes a difference.
弟兄姐妹，那个真的是让我很感动。
We are in this together.
我们在这个世界上，我们都是那个祷告的同伴。
And we need to pray for one another.
我们必须要帮那个大家互相祷告。
Let me close with a few quotes.
我现在要总结。
He who kneels the most stands the best.
那个祷告的时候跪下来是最重要的，第一个。
Another is every great movement of God can be traced to the kneeling figure.
我很后悔不相信上帝。不祷告。
I'd rather be able to pray than to be a great preacher, D.L. Moody said.
我宁愿当传道者也不要祷告。
And Jesus never taught his disciples to be preachers, he taught them to pray.
耶稣基督他并没有叫门徒传教，他只教门徒祷告。
So disciple.
所以门徒。
Jesus wants you.
耶稣基督。
To pray.
门徒啊，就我们大家都是门徒。耶稣基督要我们大家要祷告。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Father, thank you for teaching us to pray.
亲爱的天父，感谢你教我们祷告。
Lord, we know that we're in a spiritual battle and we need your help.
我知道我们在圣灵的征战中，我们需要祷告。
We need to come to you in prayer with joy in our hearts.
我们必须要到你的面前。来祷告是很愉悦的，而不是很伤心的。
And you, we are confident that you will answer our prayer.
我们非常相信你会，你会使我们的祷告成真。
And bless us.
而且，而且赐福给我们。
In Jesus' name, amen.
祷告奉主耶稣的圣名，阿门。
好，弟兄姊妹，我们谢谢那个牧师帮我们这个证道哈啊。我们现在呢感谢我们，请大家起立，我们用这个三一颂来回应今天的这个证道。